Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
Nothing causes men to be more uneasy than when we begin to discuss dealing with sin in our lives. All of us readily admit that we have a sin nature and are prone to succumbing to it. But for the most part, we shy away from the practical discussions of dealing with it in our daily walk. Some immediately begin to accuse those of legalism who would even dare to bring up such a subject, as though the Scripture is silent in its admonitions and exhortations to the children of God. Then there are others who try to dictate rules of conduct and standards of holiness, which bring condemnation and guilt on those who the Scripture says are without condemnation. Now, one thing we must all agree on is that God has called his elect unto righteousness, not only as it relates to their position of acceptance with the Father, but also as it relates to distancing themselves from the life they once lived. In fact, the Scripture would indicate that the elect have been ordained or predestined to this very end. It is with this very thought in mind that we approach this subject. We're not trying to exhort men of the flesh to abstain from the flesh, nor trying to motivate God's children to do so because of some sense of burden or duty. Rather, the Scripture indicates that the reason the sons of God are to mortify the deeds of the flesh is because it is their nature to do so as new creatures in Christ. You can't get a man who is a slave to his fleshly nature to battle against it any more than you can change a leper's spots or stop a hog from wallowing in the mud. Our exhortation is to those who have the mind of Christ and are new creatures in him to recognize their calling and live according to that new nature that they have been given. Corinth was a place not unlike the society we live in today. They were given over to exercising the pleasures of the flesh with little restraint and much encouragement in the same. All types of sexual uncleanness and fleshly indulgences were practiced. It was in this scenario that Paul admonished them with something quite profound and divisive when he said, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." He told them to keep themselves from those practices not because it was their duty, but because it was their nature and their privilege to live godly in Christ Jesus. The Greek word that is used here for temple means the inner sanctuary or holiest place of the temple. It was into this holy place that the high priest went. Because their bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, the sons of God endeavor, number one, to abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul. Our appetites were given to us for good reason, yet when they go unchecked and undisciplined, they can destroy us. Obesity and poor health is the result of a lack of control over our desire to eat. Drunkenness is the result of too much wine. Yet none of man's appetites has the power of destruction that his or her sexual desires can bring about. The indulgences of the other appetites are spoken of as outside the body, yet fornication, that is sexual sin or sexual practice outside of God's purpose, is a sin that is against the body, which is that holy place. The body is not made for fornication. Because their bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, the sons of God are to endeavor to guard against impurity of thought. The thoughts of man is the doorway through which impurity of body and mind comes. The eye is often the conduit to awaken those thoughts. David had not sinned with Bathsheba had he not gazed upon her. It is incumbent upon the sons of God to set a watch over their eyes and be careful what they look at. When we view movies, read books, or listen to music which only appeals to our flesh and does not edify our spirit, then we are in great danger of bringing reproach to the calling we have been given. And the third thing is to set a watch over their lips. The Lord said that the things which go into a man don't defile him, but rather the things that come out. We should speak only those things that are true, those things that become sound doctrine, and always with grace. We are to be more eager to hear than to speak. We ought not to be talebearers, nor to speak evil of any man, even those who are set against us. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Have you been called out of darkness and into his glorious light?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.